Can kitchen spices be a source of childhood lead poisoning? Well, we've learned turmeric has been recently blamed for cases involving at least 4 families in the Seattle area. And now some health professionals are worried there are more cases out there that have yet to be identified. As KUOW's Anna Boyko-Wyrock reports, a lack of lead testing is putting all children in the state at risk.
For Alekia Ghali's family, the turmeric came from Bangalore, southern India, from a trusted local store, and it poisoned her son.
There's a sense of safety that these spices are from the place of origin, you know, India being the land of spices.
Ghali couldn't imagine the yellow powder was actually somehow adulterated with lead. She says turmeric is an integral spice in a lot of Indian cooking.
How you add salt, it's how we add turmeric.
It's in everything, which meant her family was also eating tiny bits of lead. They found out during her son's first checkup, but it took them another year to discover the turmeric was to blame. Lead exposure damages the brain and organs and can be especially harmful to children's development. Her son, Rishik Arjun, is just over 2 years old now. He's happy, bouncing on the couch and climbing over his parents in their living room in Linwood.
No jumping, no jumping.
The little boy is doing well. Still, he's behind in speaking and picky about food. That's possible damage from the lead. He is not the only one.
You know there's other cases. You know it's going on elsewhere, and we just need to find it.
Dr. Jessica Ivers is a pediatrician in Seattle. Recently, she treated 3 other children who also got lead poisoning from turmeric their parents carried back from India. Public health workers in King County catch a handful of cases like this a year. But it's a mystery how the lead is getting into the spices in the first place.
We don't know. We don't know. And that's kind of the next step.
Ivers has some possible leads. Some research says the mills where they grind spices could be contaminated. Other research in Bangladesh found processors enhanced the color of turmeric roots with bright yellow lead chromate so they looked higher quality. Ivers wants to alert healthcare providers in the U.S. This could be a problem for your patients, too.
You need to be asking the questions and testing anybody who could potentially be eating home-prepared spices, really anywhere from South Asia.
Spices at American grocery stores can also contain heavy metals, including lead. Last year, Consumer Reports tested over 100 products and found concerning levels of metals in turmeric, basil, cumin, and more. Ivers says there aren't a lot of signs and symptoms for lead poisoning, but children with developmental delays should get tested. Dr. Amish Dave is with the King County Medical Society and Indian American Community Services. He's also trying to raise awareness among health providers.
We're not actually doing our job with testing enough kids. And so when we do find the cases, they tend to be the most egregious cases with kids with extremely high levels of blood lead.
And the other children with lead poisoning are never found. Of all the children in King County and the state, a tiny fraction get tested a year, around 4% of children under 6 years old. That's one of the lowest rates in the nation, according to the CDC.
There's a misperception amongst clinicians as well as families that Washington State is a really young state, it's a really new state, we don't have older housing, and so we don't need to do as much lead testing as other states.
And he says that's just not true. According to census data, around half the homes in King County were built before the late 1970s, when the U.S. banned lead-based paint. A few things could help find the kids with lead poisoning. Dave says it needs to be easier for doctors to test them. Appointments are short, and there's a lot to go over. Also, more rapid lead testing machines would make a difference. Those need just the prick of a finger. Right now, a lot of places have to draw blood from the vein, and trying doing that on a wiggling, screaming, scared toddler.
Say hi. Did she say hi? Hi.
At home in Linwood, it's nap time for 2-year-old Rishik Arjun, the little boy you met earlier.
I think he's pretty excited now. He doesn't want to sleep at all.
When his mom, Alekia Ghali, found out their turmeric was contaminated, she threw it out immediately, even stopped using it for a while. Ghali says her colorless curries looked really weird.
Like, imagine yourself eating a purple burger or an orange burger or a colorless burger.
The family is eating turmeric again now, but only from U.S. companies, on the advice of public health. The baby's lead level has gone down, and now he's in speech therapy. The family hopes the lead didn't cause any other damage. Anna Boyko-Wyrock, KUOW News.